And your father was a farmer, was he?
Yes, yes.
And did your mother ever work out?
No, sir, my mother worked at home.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your grandparents at all?
No, sir, I don't remember none of my grandparents.
Uh-huh. And your wife, is she living?
No, sir, my wife died about 6 years ago.
How old was she then?
She died.
Mm-hmm.
I think, at my memory, sir, I think she was 62.
62?
I think she was.
And was she a missionary Baptist?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did she ever work out, or did she just work on the farm?
She worked on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Did she go to school very much?
Or? Yes, sir, she got up to the fourth grade, I think.
Uh-huh. Did she read very much, or?
Well, she read
the Bible.
She read right good.
Uh-huh. And did she meet her friends mostly in church, too? You gotta put this thing down someplace. Put it down on its side. All right, and was she born in this county?
No, sir, she was born in Stewart County.
Stewart. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, these are some of the things that we'd like to find out. In the old days, after you had your dinner about 3 or 4 o'clock, would you say that was the afternoon or the evening? Say, I'll see you about 3 or 4 o'clock this evening?
It's the afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when does the sun first appear? You might say, I got up this morning before sun.
I figure around 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Would you say sun up or sunrise? Or?
I say sunrise.
Sunrise. Mm. And you have to get the cows in before sun.
You mean the back days?
In the old days, you say.
We always got cows over evening.
Uh-huh. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds go away, you say, I think the weather is
breaking.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a very hard rain in the old days when it used to come down just like in buckets?
I thought when it's storming it was hard.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear anybody call those hard rains or heavy rains a downpour?
I've heard them call them floods.
Floods, uh-huh. You ever hear them called toad stranglers or gully washers?
No.
Somebody told me they used to call them a goose drowner. Lighter nut floaters?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And a shelf over a fireplace?
Yes.
Used to be what to call that a
shelf
over a fireplace?
Yeah. Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece. Yeah. And the iron things that held up the wood?
Fire dogs.
And how did you use to start a fire? What did you used to call the wood that you used to start a fire?
Splinter.
And if made of real rich pine, that was called?
Fat lighter.
Fat lighter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use those for torches when you were a boy?
No, sir.
No.
You lamps, casing.
Uh-huh. And where did you used to hang your clothes in the house?
Mostly used to hang them in the closet behind the door.
Did you ever have a big piece of furniture you put it in?
No, sir. Not long ago.
And you got your house shingled. But before you put the shingles on, what did you call the boards that were on the outside of the house?
We called them weather boards.
Uh-huh. And you call that place in the front of your house with a roof on, you just call that a
porch.
But in the old days,